Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. 9 minutes after 8 o'clock. John Hines in for Dave Lee. Dave will be back on Tuesday. Joined at this hour by John Rash, our media pop culture expert here, a part of the Star Tribune editorial board, joining to talk about a couple of things. John, good morning. Thanks, first of all, for joining us here.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me, and good morning to you, John.
So Minnesota continues to be in the news politically. The president tweeting about Michigan and Minnesota voters in reference to the travel ban to Israel, particularly as how this influences or affects Ilhan Omar, and most recently, or up until recently, Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib. But it's just interesting the sort of the focal point that is becoming here.
Really remarkable. I think that when most observers looked at the state of Minnesota and its politics to the degree that there would be an individual on the national stage, they thought it perhaps would be presidential candidate Amy Klobuchar, but instead it's Representative Omar, who has often come under attack by the President of the United States, along with some of her close colleagues in Congress, who the self-described squad, and this really rocketed around the world because this is an international incident in terms of Israel now denying entry to these two U.S. representatives. So quite a controversy, I think one that's going to simmer for some time for a couple of reasons. I think that all of their congressional colleagues will rightly be asked whether they support this, not in terms of the specific policies that these two representatives might suggest should take place regarding Israel and Palestine, but whether Israel should, in effect, keep them out of the country here. So I think that we'll hear more about it and perhaps more from Representative Omar as well.
All right. Something else that is a news twist from this week, the story about Jeffrey Epstein and the story about his death in a jail cell, and so many conflicting viewpoints as to what may or may not have happened. Now with the latest, somebody discovering within terms of an autopsy, some a broken bone in his neck that maybe was a result of strangulation.
What I found quite striking from a media angle on all of this is the media tries to, as much as it possibly can, to deal with objective facts, but they quickly found themselves having to report on the conspiracy theories themselves, partly because they were advanced by President Trump against President Clinton and became such a part of the national narrative. And then you had this autopsy, which might have given credence to some who believe that the official explanation of an apparent suicide may not necessarily have been true. So I think that the media has to walk a tightrope on this one. It's one that's increasingly a high wire act, especially as the facts do emerge. But you got to follow the story, and it seems right now that the story has become more muddled, John.
Something else that has been widely looked at by the media, but maybe for more of a nostalgic reason, is the 50th anniversary of Woodstock this weekend. And we've been talking about it as well here at WCCO, but quite an event for its time and something that has not been duplicated.
No, and in fact, of course, they tried to duplicate it this year. That fell apart. They had a Woodstock, I think, 25 that didn't make any kind of similar resonance because I think it captured a moment and a movement that was happening in the country at that time. And, you know, what I find so striking is how distinctly different that movement and moment was from an event that took place just a few weeks earlier, which, of course, was the lunar landing. And then you also had an eclipsed event in terms of just a day or so before the lunar landing and then just a few weeks before Woodstock, you had Chappaquiddick. And you know, something that was extraordinary at the time continued to be part of the narrative around Senator Edward Kennedy, but got pushed off the front pages quite quickly after these two seminal late 60s events.
Yeah, indeed. See, I like to ask this when I get a chance to chat with you. I've got about a half a minute here, but do you have a column in the Star Tribune tomorrow?
I do. I think along with many, I found it quite striking, these massive protests in Hong Kong and burgeoning protests in Moscow. And, you know, the cover of Foreign Affairs is autocracy now, kind of peak autocracy in the world. But there's a little bit of a pushback, so I'll examine that tomorrow.
Oh, I'll look forward to reading that. Thank you very much, John. And Dave will be back with you on Friday. I appreciate the visit this Friday, as always.
Thank you very much, John. Have a great weekend.
You bet. John Rash. You can also hear him on weekdays and find his podcast with Chad Hartman as they take a look at talking politics. So more coming up here, including in just minutes, the forecast for Arlington, Texas, tonight's Twins game, and then also for Williamsport to get the update on what we might be seeing for daytime weather today when the Little League World Series continues.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.